Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. The one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Darren Powers is our guest. Darren's a new friend. Soon to not be a new friend. He's an online video expert. His company's called onlinevideopower.com is the website. And Darren, welcome back to the show. Thanks again for being here. You were helping us in the previous segment understand the power of getting a video, getting some kind of video representation, and how to get started. But let's talk about some of the mistakes people make that might help. That's always a good thing to learn, right? If you can avoid other people's mistakes, you can help yourself a lot. So give us some examples.
Well, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they're speaking in terms of their own product and service. The lens through which they see is all about their company. And I think one of the keys to a great video is to join the conversation that's already going on in the other person's, in your viewer's mind. Mm-hmm. What do they think about?
Merge your message with what's in their head.
Exactly. One of the first questions I like to ask when I'm working with somebody is, under what conditions do people start to think about the product or the service that you sell? What's mm-hmm. going on with them? What's happening with them? What are the issues? What are their doubts? What do they question? What do they possibly not believe? That if you address that up front or through that video, you're more likely to make an emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just about logic.
If you have a home improvement company in the spring, in the late fall, you could do a video on a new way to or a better way to clean out your gutters. So, and you could say, okay, folks, it's time to clean out your gutters. Here's a good way to do this, and you can do it yourself. And if you'll do this, you don't have to call me and pay me to do it.
Right. Well, what that shows is that, in my opinion, that shows that, number one, you are a caring business owner. You want people to succeed. You're willing to give them information for free.
Right.
And then if they decide that, well, that's just a little too complicated, or I don't want to get up on that ladder, I don't want to fall off that ladder, you know, maybe I'll call that particular
but
business
that's
owner.
That's the guy I want to do business with, right? Because, see, this is what I call value and values.
Absolutely.
Put an S on value.
I had a call from a cabinet maker out in Brooklyn, New York, about a year ago, and he asked me to write a report for him. And that report was, you know, how to update your kitchen and avoid common mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be a 3-page report, and really got to know the guy. And what we did in that report was really reveal all the things that people need to think about before they actually hire somebody to update their kitchen. What mm-hmm. are all the pitfalls? Now, that became then, a little bit later on, fodder for our video. So we included that in the video. And so now the video comes across not as I'm trying to push product, but I'm trying to educate you.
Right.
So that now if you want to do business with me, you know who I am. You know what I stand for. You know why I do my business, what's important to me. And if that's important to you, we've got a match. And if we've got a match, there's a much higher likelihood that the customer is going to be happier and the business owner is going to enjoy doing what they do with that particular.
And you'll have customers you can't run off because we're in what I call the age of the customer. And in the age of the customer, people are expecting you to contribute first and contract second. I think that's the way to people's hearts. And you can do that with a video, in my opinion, is one of the best ways to do that. Tell us about another mistake you see people make.
Well, again, it's talking about themselves and not necessarily engaging the audience. So the more that they know about that audience, the more they know about their problems, the next step then is to not simply talking to the camera, but if you can gather up some images for your video, maybe some work images, some images with you, with customers or clients or patients, depending upon your business, so that instead of just talking to that person, if you, you know, say a particular, if you say something, and if you can show a picture of that, it tends to hold the interest of the viewer much longer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you want, that's why it's important to write out a script. Now, there's some people prefer to talk off the cuff, and that's okay. You know, maybe you might want to have some bullet points before you as you speak.
And in certain circumstances, that almost increases your humanity, doesn't it, if you're not perfect, if you mess up a little bit.
I always like to leave in a little bit of an error, so to speak, because,
Leave an outtake in, huh?
Yeah, leave an outtake in, because what happens is it does bring across humanity. People go, well, yeah, that person's real. They'll laugh.
Right. Yeah. You know? So another one nice thing, I've always felt like that even if the quality of your picture wasn't perfect, the sound needs to be as perfect as you can get it. The audio, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. All the studies show, and I mean, you could try this yourself. If you got great video, I mean, it's crystal clear, it's beautiful. You got images, all that, but you have crappy sound, bad sound.
People will tune out.
Yeah. You're going to turn it off very quickly. But if your picture doesn't look quite so right.
A little grainy.
It's a little grainy, but you have solid sound. And that's
but if you want both, folks, contact Darren Powers at onlinevideopower.com. Darren, you got a lot more to teach us. Will you come back another day?
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you back. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you so much. Jim.
Darren Powers, ladies and gentlemen, onlinevideopower.com. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasting Game. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.